expressed in the following programs are entirely those of the programmers and do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the Powell River Community Radio Society or of CJMP.
Thank you, Mr. David Parkinson. And by the straining of the Mazur, all my listener, you will know that it is now 5 p.m. on Friday, May the 30th, 2014. And you, of course, are tuned in and listening with rapt attention to mighty CJMP 90.1 FM. Here at Mighty CJMP, we harness a whopping 3 watts of power, FM power, that is, from high, but not too high, above the bowling alley here at our top secret HQ, Mighty CJMP, in the territory of our friends, the Tlamin First Nation, and we bring you the absolute finest in community radio. My name is Bad Karen. And now it is time for my show, Every Day is Like Sunday, which is part of the Friday Night Live lineup that kicks off with the aforementioned Dr. Mr. David Parkinson and his show, The Unending Subtleties of River Power, from 3 till 5, followed by moi. I'm here from 5 till 7, and then it's Commandy and Cowbell Radio from 7 till 8, and usually DJ Triple Dub carries us through till 10 p.m. with the Powtown Get Down, but tragically, he is still trapped on a beach somewhere in Bali. Oh, he suffers, so he does, our Triple Dub. CJMP has its very own merry band of all-knowing techno beings here who employ a technology known as rebroadcast to project this program into the future, so you may very well be hearing my voice on Tuesday when it might be around 9 p.m., just after another very fine program known as Free Heel Radio with Chad. If you are indeed listening on Tuesday evening, you will definitely hear about past events as though they are future occurrences. This is entirely normal. Please just carry on as you were. Our techno gods have also harnessed the hitherto untamable powers known as the interwebs, and they use it to stream our message of community radio to all corners of the globe. Check us out, cjmp.ca, and therein you will find various ways to have an enjoyable listening experience of your choosing, including, but certainly by no means limited to, taking control of your very own space and time continuum and employing the podcast technology. You can also find out how to become a member and support community radio here in Powell River. I will shortly be joined right here in studio by Sunshine Coast MLA in his very first interview since being ejected from the legislature yesterday. Yes, that's right. Breaking news right here on Mighty CJMP. Now we'll be setting up and getting that going. So stay tuned. He is in the green room getting, you know, prepped and ready. The number here at the station is 485-0088 if you would like to call. And we're going to start off with some Ida Maria for the first song. This is Oh My God.
Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, oh my God. Oh, you think I'm in control, oh my God. Oh, you think it's all for fun, oh my God. Oh, you think I'm in control, oh my God. Oh, you think it's all for fun, gonna smile. Gonna smile on my face, 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 put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, put a prize. Put a
cure for my life, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, build a wall. Build a fortress around my heart.
OMG. Oh my God. Nicholas Simons.
OMG.
OMG. Nicholas Simons in the studio. So what went down? What? Never mind what was up.
Hey,
what
this
went
is a
down?
Good name for your show.
What went down?
What went up?
What went up? What went down?
What's up
Who
down
got
in
ejected?
Victoria?
Why are we not getting any headphones? Oh, there we go. There you are.
I was wondering who I was talking to. Yeah.
Yeah. We were yelling at each other. All right, Nicholas Simons, Sunshine Coast MLA, fresh back from the legislature. It was
A bit stormy at the end.
A bit stormy at the end. There was some storming out.
Put it this way. We debated the Agricultural Land Commission Amendment Act.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just explain that.
Yes, please.
That's
do.
That's a piece of legislation that would essentially loosen the rules around how we protect agricultural land. And the concern is it was designed, it was thought up, it was put forward without any consultation with A, farmers, B, ranchers, three, eaters.
Mm-hmm.
So it was bad legislation because nobody was consulted. And it's not like those are inseparable. That's one and the same. In this particular case, like, they spent years consulting on the Water Sustainability Act. They spent a lot of money promoting their liquor control regulations reform.
Which I thought was excellent consultation.
Yes, but don't you think, and I know you'll agree with me, that a little, you know, you'll have to have the level, you know, more consultation on an issue around protection of agricultural land.
Of course.
Well, you know what, they spent more time talking about rules, whether you should have a fence around a beer garden.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing.
I agree. I mean, the time spent on is disproportionate.
So that's part of our complaint, but also the content of the concerns. They demonstrate that government has a lot of problems with independent commissions. Look how much trouble they have with Mary Ellen Trappel Lafond, who criticizes them on a regular basis for their, you know, ineffectiveness in child welfare and social programs. They don't like the fact that there's a commissioner and the commission that actually adjudicates on behalf of the land. It's on behalf of the protection of land. And these guys think, well, you can make a lot more money doing this on this land right now. And they've passed a law to make it easier. So,
yes, you know. And what was the headline on, I think it was CKNW? ALR bill passes to make it easier for farmers to develop their land.
Yeah.
Farmers are farmers. They're not developers. It makes it easier for developers to develop the land, not farmers.
It's not surprising.
Farmers are not using the land for development.
Well,
they should make it easier for farmers to farm. Sorry, didn't mean to
jump in there. No, it's the problem is that government's only response to any hardship that farmers and ranchers are facing is, oh, let's help you do something else. It's almost like you're playing the clarinet not very well, and someone comes along and says, you know, you you should probably go into this or something.
Try the cello.
Yeah, no, you're doing something. you should be helped in what in
yes.
the way that public. You know, the public supports certain sectors in our economies, and
absolutely.
We support agriculture the least of all provinces.
And you know, if there's something that isn't growing well in a certain region, don't grow it in that region. Grow something that grows well. You know, like what are you saying? Pineapples don't grow well in Prince George. Grow something that grows well or wherever. You know, like what exactly are you trying to grow?
Well, there's this misunderstanding. There's more class 1-2 land in the north mm-hmm. in zone 2 than there is in zone 1, so we're just protecting the already, you know, maxed out areas, and now we're allowing easier development in this zone 2. So you know, we used to see the protection of agricultural land as a provincial provincial perspective, and now it's almost like there's one zone that's less equal than the other zone.
Yeah. How can it be in a reserve if you can develop on it?
It's sort of becoming a land bank.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No.
For developers.
Exactly.
And, you know, you sit on that land for long enough and hope for another government to come in and just flick of the switch without mm-hmm. real debate, without a democratic debate. I don't think they have a mandate to do this. I think they were anti-democratic in their approach.
So here's a question. Oh, there's the ferry. Hello, ferry.
Hello.
Here's a question that came across my Twitter feed. Why can't we repeal this like the HST?
Well, we may have to just do that.
Really?
Absolutely. And I just hope that we are able to remind the voters before the next election that, you know, the things that are done early in a mandate mm-hmm. shouldn't be forgotten.
No.
In this particular case, I think the government has done something that is going to have a long-term negative impact on a few on you know, future generations.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have to find another Bill Vanderzam, I guess.
Well, I think...
Is he not a farmer?
Well, we haven't heard
Gardner.
From him. We need... Well, you know, the horticulturists are part of the BC Agriculture Council.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the cattlemen were upset with this bill.
Yes, and it's Beef Day coming up. Is it
beef
not?
Beef Day was yesterday.
Yesterday.
I thought
Sorry.
It was... I have a beef day.
I have a beef
I
day.
I went out to celebrate I have a beef day.
Yes.
Well,
I'm going to leave that one. I don't even know where to go that with
was,
that. I'm going to leave that alone.
That was one of the recommendations of the ranching task force that took place in 2009, mm-hmm. led by the minister now responsible for health, Terry Lake. Mm-hmm. He went around the province and asked ranchers. Actually, he did mostly teleconferencing to save budget. And that was very good of him.
Mm-hmm.
But they made 26 recommendations, one of which was the beefy BC beefy beef day. Beefy beef day. There was some beefy beef day out there, too.
I bet there was. Hmm.
Do you have any music?
We do. This one, actually, I might just dedicate to Christy. This is called Common People.
Hmm.
Sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that the tap was loaded. I said my case on my room of Coca-Cola. She said fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't. understand. She just smiled and held my hand. Such a laugh. Yeah. And the chip stays in Greece. Oh, come out in the bath. You will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control. And with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist. And they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. A rented flat to burn. Cut your hair and get a job. I smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. And still you'll never get it right. Cause when you're laid in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your daddy, could stop it all, yeah. Never live like common people. Never do what common people do. Never fail.
When we're back.
Pulp and Common People. I just want to give a shout out. There is a new Pulp documentary about the band Pulp and the one and the only Jarvis Cocker. He of the Waggle and the Whinge, as Dr. Mr. David Parkinson put it. I'm looking for, I'd like to see that. It would be great. It's the title is Pulp, a film about life, death, and supermarkets.
That's what it's all about.
Mm. So back in the studio with Sunshine Coast MLA, Nicholas Simons, talking about the ALR. And
no, you said Sunshine Coast MLA.
I did. Isn't that Sunshine Coast Pell River MLA?
Well, it
says Pell River is part of the Sunshine Coast.
That's right. And so what do you do about that? It says Pell River Sunshine Coast MLA. And that's what people say, NDP party. I think like the P in NDP is party. So it's like the Pell River NDP.
Sounds like you're saying it's a pee party.
The Powell River Sunshine Coast NDP Party has two, what are those things called? Redundancies. In them. So
it's not oxymoron.
Did I throw you off track by mistake there?
No, not at all, not at all.
Okay.
Anyway, whoever you are, you're here.
That's true.
And I want to know why and how you got kicked out of the legislature. I just want to read this from the Alberni Valley News. It says quote, "You're all a bunch of corrupt liars," end quote, shouted NDP agriculture critic Nicholas Simons before he stormed out of the chamber as time ran out.
I think I strutted. Well, they can't write that, you know. They have to say stormed. I was upset, and I was perhaps intemperate in some of my remarks. However, I was angered by the fact that the agriculture critic played a dirty trick and basically denied any opportunity for me as the critic to wrap up the 10 days of the 11 days of debate, the 11 days. Of speeches, half-hour speeches by one of my colleagues after another, asking the government to reconsider legislation, showing them the evidence from the BC Agriculture Council, from all of the various sectors within agriculture, from the chefs' organizations. We had petitions with thousands. You know, we have petitions, we have resolutions from local governments representing 4 million people in the province. We have resolutions from regional district governments that are duly elected by those folks saying we don't want this legislation. But the government listened to nobody. So my anger was fueled by that. And when they basically, you know, they have the numbers, they're going to win the vote. So
it was, as we discussed last week, it was a whip vote.
Well, it was
all
a whip.
This debate.
They're always whipped votes. They pretend they're not. Just they can vote their conscience when they don't want to draw negative attention to their homophobia. But that's fine. They can do that. When it comes to the real votes on issues that are of importance to the entire province at all times, and you can't hide behind the veil of a particular, you know, unwavering belief system, then, you know, when are you going to exercise your discretion on behalf of your constituents? Do you think that the minister for Kootenay East, who basically birthed this bill and made it go through this process to get tabled and passed, do you think that it's only his constituents we should be making legislation for? He's at one, from both sides of his mouth, he says on the one hand he wasn't the one pushing this bill, on the other hand he says I'm just doing what my constituents have always told me to do. Well, not everyone in British Columbia thinks his constituents are right in that regard, and I think it's a small vocal minority of people who are telling him this, and he's just listening to them. He's there; they are his supporters. He gets his bread and butter. He tries to portray himself as a nice gunslinger, straight shooting guy. Well, he shoots.
Wasn't he the guy on the mechanical bull?
They were all on the mechanical bull. And now there's, you know, don't get me in trouble. I don't want to get ejected.
You will never get ejected from my... This is community radio. You pretty much say whatever you want. I played the disclaimer.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
well,
I did.
Well, we're fine now.
Yeah, it's all good.
So that's the situation. I sat there waiting to speak, and everybody knew their order. And I've never seen anyone go out of order like that. And then the minister stood up, and I... Actually, Jenny Kwan stood up before me, and she spoke for 5 minutes. But when she spoke up, the minister stood up at the same time, and the speaker recognized Jenny. So I thought, well, that's obvious. The speaker knows that the order is me, us, and then he wraps up. And so I thought he was just making a mistake. Jenny just spoke for a short while, and then when Jenny was finished, I stood up, and he stood up again. And I thought, oh, the speaker's going to recognize me because the minister's wrong again. And the minister was recognized by the speaker, and the first thing out of the speaker's, out of the Minister of Agriculture's mouth was, Madam Speaker, or it might have been Mr. Speaker, Mr. or Mrs. Speaker, I'll be concluding debate as I'm the designated speaker. And right then I knew that he could drag it past the next...
He was going to filibuster.
Yeah, he didn't have to filibuster for very long, but... he took the opportunity to deny me an opportunity to thank my colleagues for being thoughtful and being like doing an extreme amount of homework to understand the issues at stake here and to recognize that, you know, even consulting on a local level on a like on a even person to person in the street, you can learn more than what this government has wants to know. That's the problem. The government doesn't care. The government had this like single-minded idea, and I'm saying that they're all complicit now. You know, it's okay if Bill Bennett, if Minister Bennett, you know, held up the bank. They're all the ones in the getaway car waiting outside, and that's how I see it. It's been a heist of the land that we've supposed to have been protected for agriculture.
Mm-hmm. And I see here that there were some words from your colleagues, as reported here. It says here that, Columbia River Revelstoke MLA Norm MacDonald accused the government of adding social and economic considerations to farmland as a pretext to undermine the commission's independence. This would be the Agricultural Land Commission. It says, we are talking about important agricultural areas that will now be open to exclusions. And that decision was made by a bunch of BC Liberal political hacks on criteria that are totally nebulous, to the extent that there is even a provision to add whatever else the cabinet wants to add. It could be economic, it could be social, it could be anything.
Well, you know, Norm MacDonald, my friend from the hardest constituency to say without having to stop in the middle.
Aside from Powell River, Sunshine Coast.
No, because Powell River, Sunshine Coast, you can say, put an S at the end of the river, and you got the word, right? Mm. Try Columbia River, Revelstoke.
Columbia River, Revelstoke.
That's right. And yeah. You know, every time Bill Barisoff, the former speaker, would speak, he'd say, member for Columbia River, Revelstoke. And I'd look at him and I'd laugh. And if you look back at the tapes, as everybody wants to do once in a while, the old tapes of Hansard, previous Hansard debates, he's always smiling when he says Norm MacDonald's riding. So Norm is a former school teacher.
And a great comedian. Oh, yeah. No, that's a different Norm MacDonald.
Different Norm MacDonald, but this Norm MacDonald is a lovely man. He was a principal in Golden and well-known by the kids in his, well, they're adults now in his constituency. He's really a moderate speaker, just a good fella. Anyway, he had some words to say. Well, we all did. We were all feeling like we were being, you know, there was an extra beating going on and...
An extra beating,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We knew we were going to lose the vote. It wasn't as if, you know, but we were pointing out their flaws, and it was very uncomfortable for them. Mm-hmm. They were twitching at one point. One told me he was going to kick my... Doot.
Ooh.
So, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, we're two sword lengths apart. It's a long...
That's right. That's what it is. That's the measurement.
Yeah,
two
and
sword lengths.
That's from the front benches. So yes. I'm one behind the front benches. So he's like 2.5 sword lengths or 3 sword lengths.
Mm-hmm.
And there were no swords, so...
Oh, darn.
But I do think that, you know, the focus is on the fact that the legislation that was passed is damaging legislation, and that's what, in retrospect... clearly was at the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was worried that I was going to start crying during my speech because I'd spoken to Corky Evans early in the day.
Oh.
And, you know, he wants to have a reason to be happy in the morning, and he's worried about the future, and he's fair enough to do that. And it's not about being scared about it, it's being resilient. We should be promoting everything to provide resilience for the next generation.
Exactly.
If we're not doing that to make up for our folly, like, we're not even advancing against our folly. We're trying to toe the line right here with this protection of land. It's not like we're getting further
ahead.
Something
that's been in place for 40 years.
I know. And we should be strengthening it and perhaps going even further. And what we're seeing right now is that we cannot even hold the ground that we've taken.
Mm-hmm.
And that ground... I shouldn't say it that way because it's the ground that we've embraced. We've hugged. Anyway, that's the problem.
Well, we're going to talk about some more stuff after this.
What?
Well, this is, I just want to say, this is not dedicated to
Are we about to play a song?
Yeah, I think it's time.
Yeah,
like, all my listeners need some music.
Yeah, I was getting out of breath.
Yeah. This is local heartthrob Slim Milky. And I just, it just happens to come up in the playlist. This is not dedicated to Christy. Just want to preface that. It just happens to come up in the playlist. So, Slim Milky, take it away.
She believes her own lies. Wonder whether she can find her way back home. Starts by telling them twice. And pretty soon she doesn't know which road she's on. Goodbye, butterflies. I'm not sure that I'm feeling the same way, but I'll miss her eyes. Think of the better days. I can't hardly believe the way she had me on my knees. Sure, sometimes I was mean, but can you blame me? I was pegged as night. She wasn't looking out for me. She'll tell a story and smile, dare me not to conceive. I tried to stay, my dear, and love you. I tried to keep you safe and warm. The sorrow, the laughter, and the tears are in my eyes each time I fight.
Sort of ends in a neat little way.
It does end in a neat little unexpected way, perhaps you might say.
I should know.
That was Gregor Robertson on tuba.
That's right.
Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson. So we were talking a little bit off air. I mean, yes, this happened, but it was 11 days of debate.
Yeah.
And many other bills and legislation was debated and passed. And was there anything good out there? Positive?
There were aspects of all legislation that were positive.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had a good system, we could have made the bills that weren't quite good better.
Yeah.
I mean, if we all treated it in a nonpartisan way, but we don't get that often.
Mm.
There were some obviously some, the, you know, the Water Sustainability Act, and there were...
No, tell me about that.
I don't know much about it.
Well, dig into it. Water sustainability.
No, no, all the critics look after their areas, and I do know more. I'm being a bit silly, but for me to be able to identify all the positives of it, I'm not able to do that right now.
Mm.
I've got a gig tonight, you know. I'm thinking about that.
I know. Yes, no, that's true. With the lovely Wanda Nowicki.
That's right.
Who has been on this show.
Has she really?
Yes, the last time she played.
Well, that's neat.
Yes. No, she's great. Yeah, really awesome. And I was looking. I couldn't find the CD. I thought I burned it onto my drive, and I can't find it. But definitely check it out.
I'm doing some weird stuff on my cello tonight.
Jazz cello.
Well, you know, it's like... jazz cello. That's all there is can say about it.
Well,
what else is there to say about it?
There's nothing else.
Although it's interesting, put it that way.
I think it's gonna be great.
Well,
and that gets underway at 8 p.m.
I think people are gonna be there at 8, but I'm not sure. We might be starting a little later. So come on early, order your beer early.
And it's a dance floor night.
Where's that happening?
At the Hub. I mean, they've done away with the tables.
I see what you're talking about. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know they were getting rid of the tables.
Well, apparently. Well, this is in advance of tomorrow night's gig, which is Little Farmer and the Ditch Prescription and the Wildwoods Social Club.
Whoa.
So apparently they have, they've made the dance floor danceable at the Hub.
Pretty cool.
That's going to be great. I will be heading that way after this show.
Well, that should be fun. We'll see you there.
Absolutely. Do you want to know what else is going on?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, next Saturday, May the 31st, the future is now. Oh, pardon me. No, it's this coming, like tomorrow. It's the 30th. I'm all...
Okay, discombobulated.
The future is now. Youth Voices and Thriving Communities. 7 p.m. at the Cranberry Hall. It's an event, an evening of information, ideas, and conversation with a panel of local youth change makers and invited guest speaker Matt Hearn, and of course, you.
Oh, am I on that? Am I billed on it and everything?
No, you.
Oh, you.
You.
Because I'm going.
The greater, like, all my listener, you.
But I'm going.
Yes, the greater you.
Oh.
Yes, you're going, and it's going to be really good, I think. I'm really interested.
Okay. Good.
Oh, also going on, of course, tomorrow night is Little Farmer and the Wildwood Social Club at the Hub, and it's the First Credit Union's 75th anniversary at the Dwight Hall.
That's right.
Everything's
happening
tomorrow.
It's going to be quite a party, yeah.
It's going to be quite a party, so yeah. I might have to do a little butterfly flit tomorrow night for sure. I also wanted to mention...
That is
mention,
your par for the course, I would say.
Well, you know...
you're flitting around is what I'm saying.
Flit, yes. Flit. The Mishras are playing at Studio 56 on Tuesday and Wednesday, June 3rd and 4th. Father and son sitar masters from India. They're Tuesday, June 3rd at 7:30 p.m. is the concert of sitar.
Yes.
And Wednesday, June 4th at 7:30 is a kirtan, which I'm not exactly sure what that is. It's not a concert, but I think it's like a meditation ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not exactly sure, though. Tickets are $20 per person or $30 for each night or $35 for the two-night combo. You can get the tickets at Breakwater Books and at the door, or you can contact Pam 483-4351 for more details.
Wonderful.
Also on Wednesday, June 4th, if you, like me... Or I.
And I do.
Oh, listen. If you are like me and do not really know what's going on with the new recycling scheme, you can find out more about it at the Evergreen Theater at the Rec Complex on Wednesday, June 4th at 7 p.m. Questions about... there it is. Kirtan is a chanting. There we go. That came through to me from all my listener.
Oh, right on.
Join the Let's Talk Trash team, the Pell River Regional District's Manager of Community Services, Mike Wall, and Courtney Smith, the Operational Services Secretary for the City of Pell River, to learn more about the Multi-Materials BC Recycling Program. The Let's Talk Trash team will demonstrate the variety of accepted and not accepted materials and provide hands-on training. The regional district and city will be on hand to answer questions, and you can feel free to bring samples of any recyclables that you have questions about.
It's, there you go.
It's free to the public.
That's nice.
And it's at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, June 4th. And I have a small beef, I have to say.
Yesterday was beef day. Yesterday small beef, big beef, any
small
beef.
Any beef.
You can have a small beef day today. Dedicated to the small beef.
Yes. And I did post it on the web page of, or the Facebook page of the fabulous ladies of Let's Talk Trash.
Okay. So what are the ribs?
My question was, I had a large bag of shredded paper that I have put out, you know, in the past and been picked up. And now
keeps coming back, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's a bad penny. If it's not in a clear plastic bag, they don't pick it up. It has to be in a clear plastic bag.
Do you have any clear plastic bags? Can you take it out of the blue plastic bin that you took all your plastic of different colors into?
Well, yeah. I mean, I could put it in, like, little bread bags and stuff like that. But, you know, it's a big, giant bag. It's full of paper. Like,
I know. You shred a lot, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I did go through, and every once in a while you go through.
You do a lot of top secret things, don't you?
Yeah, there's that.
You're not called Bad Karen for no reason.
Yeah, in a previous life, I was Ollie North.
Oh.
Oh. The younger folks around might get that one.
Mm-hmm. Oliver mm-hmm. North. Wow, that's a blast from the past.
Oh, it sure is.
Well, BK, I probably have to get going. You know, I've got to
pretty prep
myself up.
Yeah, you do. Your hair is looking askew.
It's very askew.
I ask you.
No, I just thought I could manage to get onto a radio without having to do my hair, but you've caught me.
Oh, sorry. But I have to say, your hair looks much better than the photo they printed in the Alberni Valley News. Like, what? That's like 40 years ago, that picture.
I wonder who chose that one.
I wonder.
It's all part of the editorial. Anyway, if you'd like to see a most updated picture of me, please check out my Facebook or my Twitter.
Or at perhaps, Nicholas Simons. Perhaps every day is like Sunday. I'm going to post a
photo
right
today, now.
Don't post
today, though. Are you going to post? Like, my hair is askew.
Yeah, but your glasses are not. There we go. Come on. Can't even see you. You got the microphone all up in your face.
What does it look like? Public?
Yeah, you it looks gray. Why is it? Nah, forget it. Not going to post that one. Never mind.
Old one.
I'll post the old one with your big boots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay, BK, see you later.
These boots are made for walking.
That's what they're going to do.
All out of the legislature. Were you wearing your boots when you stormed out?
Yes, I was.
My Dayton's. Yeah, you were.
My
yeah.
Dayton's.
Oh, they're not fries.
And no, and if you're interested, they were my black ones.
Oh, my. This is the Fruit Bats Lives of Crime.
Don't see. vision's just the road on which you drive away from me. You gotta have a love like a fire.
We thought we lost you. dusty library, waiting for some words to jump in me. We met by a trick of fate, French Navy, my sailor maid.
CGMP 90.1 FM, Powell River Community Radio.
90.1 FM.
Do you need somewhere to hold your organization's annual general meeting? Or maybe you finally want to launch your stand-up comedy career? The Cranberry Community Hall is a versatile and affordable community space that is available for meetings and events for as little as $10 an hour. Annual memberships in the Cranberry Community Hall Association are just $5, and new members are always welcome. Please check out our website, www.cranhall.org, for more details. We look forward to your event.
Yes, they do. And in fact, there is a great event tomorrow night at the Cran Hall. We talked about it a little bit earlier. It is the Youth Voices event tomorrow night. The future is now. Youth Voices and Thriving Communities, starting at 7 p.m. at the Cran Hall in beautiful Cranberry, also known as Cranberry, the Paris of Powell River. This event is an evening of information, ideas, and conversation with a panel of local changemakers, an invited guest speaker, Matt Hearn, and of course, you, all my listener. 7 p.m. at the Cran Hall. Also tomorrow night, it is Little Farmer and the Wildwood Social Club at the, pardon me, the Hub. Also at 7 p.m., you might be able to do both of those. And if you're a very adept social butterfly, you might even be able to flit into the 75th anniversary of the first credit union dinner going on at Dwight Hall in town site. So it's all sort of happening in the older parts of town tomorrow night, Saturday. I would also like to project some stuff into the future. Sunday, June 8th, there's a special cask at the brewery, Townsite Brewing. And it's, I don't even want to say anything more about it, but 4 p.m., go to the brewery. There's a special cask. You won't be sorry. You'll be very glad. It'll be very delicious and fun. Also, Sunday, June 8th at 9 p.m., Brett Wildeman will be playing at the Hub again. It's the sale tour, and he's going to be joined by Annie Becker from Cumberland, who's really, really great. So that's going to be a real fun event. That's Sunday, June the 8th. Gosh, I'm all talked out from the last hour. I might just have to play a little more music. Oh, I do, actually, before I forget, I want to mention that the mighty CJM Pit crew had an awesome time at last weekend's Soapbox Derby. And your mom and mine, the one, the only, Rock Thrust Crotch, was amazing driving the CJMP V-Egg Racer to victory. Uh-huh. That's right. Big shout out to everybody involved in the V-Egg Racer, the aforementioned Rock Thrust Crotch, driver extraordinaire. Also, one, Courtney Harrop. One, Jason Lane. One, Don Mitchinson. Yes, all CJMP volunteers who came together to put on an awesome racer and who, I believe, are formulating a few tweaks to the V-Egg racer for next year. Because at that race last Sunday, CJMP, in fact, I made the announcement, Mighty CJMP issued a throwdown, a shout out. We called you out, Sun FM. We called you out, Powell River Living. We called you out, Powell River Peak. We called you out, Shaw Cable, Powell River. In a multimedia soapbox derby challenge, we want to see you at Sunset Park next year. 2015, there might be some crazy trash talking between media outlets between now and then. You never know. So you better get your plans together because it's going to be a multimedia showdown at next year's Soapbox Derby in Wildwood at Sunset Park. Stay tuned for more information. In the meantime, let's have some more music because this is Spoon, the book I write.
All that we knew, just a clue. All that we was, just because I never knew. And I wanna trigger your heart. There's something else beside us ever we part. Hey, hey. And it's a book I write. I let it go so long. And now the book I write.
was calling through a festival way out west. I was thinking about love and the acid test. At first I got real dizzy with a real rocking gang. And then I saw the coma girl on the excitement gang. And the rain came in from the wide blue yonder. Through all the stages I wandered. The coma girl on the excitement gang. Mona Lisa on a motorcycle gang. Some fast food fanatic was burning down a burger van. Somebody was wailing off their head. Oh, nobody is ripping the teen scene dead. The 19th hour was falling upon Desolation Road. So my love band at the last drop on the go. Let's siphon up some gas. Let's get this show on the road. Said the coma girl to the excitement gang. Into action, everybody sprang. The old drums were beating out to lang, to lang. Come girl, on the excitement gang. Oh, Mona Lisa, on a motorcycle gang. We'll be right back.
Devo, I can't get no. Nope, that wasn't supposed to come on. Pardon me. Pardon me. Devo, I can't get no satisfaction. XTC, Respectable Street, and Spoon, The Book I Write in that set. Oh, and Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, Coma Girl. We got about 13 minutes after 8. I have about 45 minutes left until Commandy takes over with Cowbell Radio right here on Mighty CGMP. Yes, I had to play Devo, Devo's cover of Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, because I happened to be in the grocery store 2 days ago, and hashtag, you know you're old when, what would never have been played on the radio is playing in the grocery store as you're shopping. And you happen to bump into members of your aging punk rock band. Yeah, that's how that went. But it was great. It was a punk rock hour at the Quality Foods, and that was fine. I mean, hey, if that's the future of shopping, count me in, because I like it. Yeah. So, yes, as I said, 45 minutes left. I should tell you that the forecast for Powell Riviera here on the shores of the Salish Sea tomorrow, sun, Sunday, sun, Monday, sun, Tuesday, sun, Wednesday, sun, Thursday, sun. That's right, folks. 21 plus degrees every day. Get your sunscreen out. We got UV index 7 or high on every single day, pretty much. And what is this? Lo and behold, would this be the pretzel man? The pretzel man cometh. Get your red hot pretzels. Pretzels being delivered to Mighty CJMP by Baker Ken Palfrey of the Moonsnail Bakery. Yes, do you want to go on air?
Not really.
Not really.
It's a long day,
yes. Yeah, you do. Well, I will be sure to share them with the grateful programmers and tell everybody to go to the Moonsnail Bakery at
Glacier.
The Glacier Bakery, right beside the Assumption School.
Right.
And above Roxy Records and Powell River Living, and right beside Dr. Smiley. There we go. Excellent. Well, let's have some music and dig into some pretzels. This is the wonderful Petunia and the Vipers and the Ballad of Handsome Ned.
It's gone on an old ghost train, never coming home, never gonna see your smiling face again and again.
Or will I visit your grave where the violets grow, where a bird named Robin just a letting it go, perched on a gravestone, singing a song again and again. Well, he's perched on a gravestone, singing a song again and again. Why, time goes by and the lover is gone, but you change to the river where your memory's born. The current is strong and it carries you on. You want all to drown, but you gotta carry on. Darkness falls on another old night. Draw walls you out to the pale moonlight. Walk on the tracks where the freight train calls again and again. Why, you walk on the tracks where the freight train calls again and again. Ooh. You're feeling blue, you go strange blue, you're crying blue. You're feeling blue, you go strange blue, you're crying too. Dead on the cold, cold floor. What did he go and die? What a memory's for. Don't ask me, Jack. There is family mourns. His lover's in the corner. There's another by the door. There's a boy on the street that's a singing his tune about a man named Ned. Died too soon. Bound for the bottom and he reached for the top. He grabbing on guitar, but he never, 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 never is a place where the violets grow. Pick a few to take, nobody will know. Planning by the side of the railroad track. Planning for a lover who ain't never coming back. Freight trains howl on through the dark with their lost lovers and a golden spark. They give them life for a while on the sodden earth. Then they take them away and they leave us with the dirt. They take them away and then they leave us with the dirt. Ooh, you're feeling blue. You go strange, dude. You're crying, dude. Place up above where I don't send flowers and I don't send love. Maybe below, but I really don't care. I'm sending a flame, you gotta grab it in the air. Church bells ring and the church bells toll for the fiery saints and where they gotta go. They ain't going to heaven and they ain't gonna tell. They call on your name, you better run like hell. They call on your name, so take a sip from the well. I don't wanna scare you and I don't take bribes. Money's no good no matter what you buy. You sell your soul, soul your purse. Send for the doctor, won't you send for the nurse? Cause here I lie dying on a cold, cold floor. Needle in my arm and I don't know what for. I'll see you by my grave on an old tombstone. My train's overdue and I really gotta go. My train's overdue and I gotta go. Mm-hmm.
keep a flame burning bright. I won't last through the night. My door past the safety of the shore. Now you taste enough to know you want more. You look so good to me. I like the way you look at me. It can't be what you need. I'm running on empty. I'm a stick of dynamite. Though try as you might to keep a flame burning bright, I won't last through the night. I know I led you to my door past the safety of the shore. Now you've tasted enough to know you want more. Oh, ha, ha. I'm a stick of dynamite. Though try as you might, keep a flame burning bright. I won't last. I won't last through the night. 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 Through the
Catherine Calder, Who Are You? Hilary Grist, Stick of Dynamite, and the wonderful Petunia and the Vipers with the Ballad of Handsome Ned. You are tuned into me. My name is Bad Karen. This is my show, Every Day is Like Sunday, heard every Friday right here on Mighty CJMP 90.1 FM, the community radio heard around these parts, which would be the part of the Salish Sea known as Powell River, in the territory of our good friends, the Tla'amin First Nation. That's right, and you can also listen to us live screaming around the world, in fact, on our website, cjmp.ca. And you can also check out podcasts. Yes, that's right. I podcast this show. You can download them and listen to them at any time. I also parse out the portion of the show known as What's Up Down in Victoria with Nicholas Simons, and you can listen to just that segment if you like. That's right, Mighty CJMP. So many things go on here that you cannot believe it. If you go to our website, you will see a whole bunch of stuff that you'll hear that, for instance, we got a grant for some funding for staff to help us with some outreach programs. We also have on the website a drop-down menu called, where is it, Support Us. That's the one I'm looking for, Support Us. If you go to cjmp.ca and click on Support Us, you will find everything you need to know about becoming a member. That's right, a member with this program and this show and this station runs on membership. That's what we, membership fees pay the heat and the light and the interwebs to keep this station afloat. And we have very special members known as sustaining members. And those are folks who give a small amount every single month through the magic of PayPal. And there's a link for that, sustaining members. It's as little as $5 a month. That's nothing. And that really helps this station stay afloat and keep bringing you top-notch broadcasting like this program. Also, like programs like 42 Fish with the wonderful Cousin Odd. Yes, that's right. That's heard every Monday at 11 o'clock here on CJMP. And Cousin Odd puts on an amazing show despite her time-space continuum. How shall I say this? Challenges. She has challenges when it comes to space and time. Yes, it's true. Also, Courtney Harrop hosts a great program called the Film and Festival Express every Sunday, part of the Sunday Fun Day lineup at 3 o'clock. And your mom and mine, Rock Thrust Crotch, follows that show with her show, Every Bread is Baked or something. No, it's called Breaking Bread with Your Mom, Rock Thrust Crotch. It's an on-air cooking show, and it's amazing. We've also got Hidden Treasures back on the air. We've got the aforementioned Cowbell Radio. I mentioned that earlier, coming up right after this show at about 25 minutes with DJ Commandy. The Stuntman produces a podcast, which is heard here on Mighty CJMP. It's heard on Fridays after the Powtown Get Down show, so the 10 to 10:30 slot there. Also, the Unending Subtleties of River Power. We've got Democracy Now! Every day from 1 till 2. And Country Roads, Celtic Bliss, and Stone Soup, a part of the Sunday Fun Day. The Big Groove Radio Show, also a podcast from Brad Menny on the Lower Coast. And we're also rebroadcasting The Lovecast with Dave O'Rama. So check it out, cjmp.ca. Click on the programs. You can check on the program schedule to find out exactly when these programs are going to be aired and all kinds of stuff. I encourage you to become a member. Please do. We've got lots of fun things coming up, including next year's Soapbox Derby. We're going to be planning in advance for this. We are going to be planning. There's going to be some scheming and planning going on. So you might want to get involved with that. I also want to let you know that Monday, the 9th of June, there will be an open house to discuss the new public library. If there ever was a library meeting to attend, this is the one. Now that the second site design for a new library has been submitted to council and we are moving forward to potentially our one and only public consultation, you should check this out. Monday, June 9th, 6 till 9 p.m. at Dwight Hall and town site. In the words of our trusty chief librarian, quote, "At this meeting, participants will have the opportunity to indicate their preference for a new library at either Willingdon South or at the Recreation Complex. The design concepts for each site with supporting information will be available for viewing so people attending can make an informed choice. A representative from the architect and also city staff will be available to answer questions. It is very important that anyone concerned with getting a new library in Powell River attend this meeting. The results will be used to inform council's choice about where the new library will be ahead of a possible referendum question in November. So please, please, please get out there. Make your voice heard. There are two, in my opinion, and that's what it is, just what I think, very excellent choices for the library. I would, you know, love to see both of them, frankly. If it were my choice, I'd have both. Yeah, I'd have two libraries. Yeah. Because that's the kind of nerd I am. On June 10th, Exchange, a night of cultural sharing will happen at the Rec Complex. Tuesday, June 10th at 7 p.m. Join the library in celebrating local First Nations culture at Exchange, a night of cultural sharing and discussion in the Elm Room at the Rec Complex. Exchange is an opportunity to come together, learn something new, and share perspectives. The coordinator for this is Katie at the library. She coordinates the adult services, and if you would like more information, please give her a call, 604-485-8668. Lang Bay Hall has a gigantic garage sale Saturday and Sunday, June 14th and 15th, from 1:30 till 4 p.m. I'm a little confused by this because it's the Lang Bay Hall giant garage sale, but it's not actually at Lang Bay Hall, according to this. I'm going to have to maybe do some research, because according to this, the Lang Bay Hall Giant Garage Sale is at the Salish Center in Slyamon. Either way, wherever it is, there's going to be a concession, music, and pancake breakfast on Sunday. Donations are welcome. However, they are not accepting. I repeat, not accepting. Books, luggage, large appliances, or furniture. You can drop off items on June 11th, 12th, and 13th from 1 till 3 at the Lang Bay Hall, which is south of town. If you'd like more information, please call Judy Jacobs, 604-487-4499. I think it's time for more music. Oh, and I'm going to play for you, all my listener, if I can find it here. This is a cover of Pulp. This is Nick Cave and Disco 2000.
Oh, we were born within an hour of each other. Our mother said we could be sister and brother. Your name is Deborah. It never suited you. Oh, they said that when we grew up, we'd get married and we'd never split up. We never did it, although I often thought of it. Oh, do you recall? Your house was very small, with a wood chip on the wall. When I came around to call, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be led to a clock by the fountain down the road. I never thought that you'd get first day.
Martin says that you were the best. The boys all loved you, but I was a mess. I had to watch them try and get you undressed. We were friends, but that's as far as it went. I used to walk you home sometimes, but it meant nothing to you. Cause you were so popular. Well, do you recall? Your house was very small, with a wood chip on the wall. When you came around a comb, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange?
Strange thing to do as you pass me on.
Montreal, Erroneous Escape into Eric Eccles. Before that, The Concretes, Say Something New. Nick Cave covering Pulp, Disco 2000. I want to mention again, there's a new documentary about Pulp and Jarvis Cocker. It's called Pulp, a film about life, death, and supermarkets. And you can actually see the trailer on stereogum.com. That's how I found out about it. It's quite it's quite a funny trailer. And it covers the band's triumphant 2012 hometown show in Sheffield. So, I mean, I would watch it only to see Jarvis Cocker actually change. It looks like he actually changes the tire of his car, which I can't believe. I got about 7 minutes left, and I want to just remind you this weekend everything is happening as usual. Saturday the 31st, it's tonight, like after the show, around 8 or 9 o'clock, it's Wanda Nowicki at the Hub with Nicholas Simons on jazz cello. Tomorrow night, Saturday the 31st, the feature is now your Youth Voices and Thriving Communities at the Cran Hall, 7 p.m. Little Farmer and the Wildwood Social Club are playing at the Hub at 7 p.m. It's also the 75th anniversary of the First Credit Union. They're called First Credit Union because that's exactly what they are. They're the first credit union ever, and they were established here in Powell River 75 years ago. And they're having their dinner and dance at the Dwight Hall tomorrow night. Also want to just give another shout out about the new public library open house Monday, June 9th. And also on the 8th of June at 9 p.m. at the Hub, it's Brett Wildeman, the sale tour. And Sunday, the 8th at 4 p.m., it's a special cask at Townsite Brewing. And I'm not going to say any more about that because I'm not. But you should just show up at 4 o'clock. It's going to be delicious. And this is... Oh, sure. This is The Undertones, When Saturday Comes.
Everywhere there's steps.
Just a quick shout out before I leave that there is a Sycamore Commons Permaculture Project Working Bee tomorrow, Saturday the 31st, from 1 till 4 at the Sycamore Commons in Townsite. Leaving you with Morrissey, the boy with the thorn in his side. Commandy's in the studio, going to take over very shortly with Cowbell Radio.